Blog Talk Radio.
I'm right here, my brother. I'm right here. Right. We thank our listening audience once again to tuning in to the Blog Talk Radio show and this fantastic show on this social media platform called Chatting from the Word with your hosts, Brother Oscar York and Brother Chris Edwards. And it is 11:04 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here in the San Francisco Bay Area. It is 59 degrees currently, mostly cloudy. Supposed to be a high today, this Wednesday, 69 degrees. And it's going to clear out after 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This marine layer that's making it really a lot chillier and cool this morning. going into the afternoon, and then a low tonight, Wednesday night. Today will be 54 degrees on this Wednesday, May 8, 2019. How are you doing in Dayton, Ohio, specifically Miamisburg, the suburb of Dayton?
Yes, sir. We are blessed to be here, Brother Chris. We are so blessed that the Lord has given us another day. Another day, a second chance to make it right with him. But we're doing okay here in Miamisburg. It was cool this morning. It was real cool this morning. Yes, sir. You guessed it just right, Brother Chris. It was cool this morning. I think our high, we're gonna get into this. They say we're going to may get into the 70s today, but it looks nice out there.
Sounds good.
But uh-huh. Look careful, yeah.
Yeah,
it looks
that's
very
true.
Nice out there here in Miamisburg area. But we're doing okay here, Brother Chris. We are so glad for another chance for this day, another chance to come on Blog Talk Radio, chatting from the Word, especially with you on your morning and on this afternoon, Brother Chris. It's 2 o'clock here.
That's right.
To be coming on. And we hope and pray that this program today may lighten the way or the pathway of someone who's trying to truly live for
that's
the
correct.
Lord. In a world that is so topsy-turvy, so backwards, and the world that really don't appreciate the Lord, but we as Christians, we have to grab for every little gusto that we can get to try to live for the Lord, Brother Chris, with so much that is going on in the world today. It's just good to have a program like this on the air just to help someone through any crisis that they may be going through today.
Yeah, I was just one of my friends on Facebook had sent me this video on in politics regarding the House vote to hold that attorney Barr in contempt, the ones representing the interests of Donald Trump, you know, Attorney General William Barr, because all these allegations. And, you know, that's when we have to realize that, Brother Oscar, we know that at times that the judicial system and these higher courts and sometimes can become corrupt with special interests and some
Amen.
Of our political leaders. And we have to keep in mind, like we have the recorded in the book of Daniel in chapter 2, verse 21-22. I'm reading the King James Version where it says, "He, God, said it or changed the times and seasons, and he removed kings and set it up kings, and he give it wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding." And then it says, "And he revealed the deep and secret things, and he knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him." So we got to just trust God. And
that's
know
right.
That
that's right.
Politics is not fair for all the interests of the greater society. You know, when you're dealing with the population and we have all the kind of tensions we have regarding the border control, whether it's, you know, politics and collusion and with Russia or, you know, nuclear power and, you know, people that have a quest to try to challenge the United States in these areas, not only in economics, but also in the nuclear power, you know, as far as Iran and putting sanctions on. Now we're sending a military convoy over there to in case they threaten the interests of the United States because, you know, they want nuclear capability too in Iraq and Iran, those countries in the Middle East. So
right.
We got to trust God. Because we, as
Amen.
I say, as you know, the scriptures say God is still in charge. So we don't know those secret things that God sees because God and his holy angels are working together in the invisible realm and know it all the things that are going on that we can't see.
That's deep, Brother Chris. You know, my book, A Peaceful Place in the Storm, God is in Control.
Right.
And that's why I wrote the book, in contrast of looking back at my life and basically the things that happen over time. And usually when we trust in the Lord, everything usually works out because he's in control. And that's why we need to have that peace. We can have peace because we
right.
know everything is in the control of our Father. He owns everything.
Right.
The psalmist said he owns the cattle on a thousand hills is his. So if all
that's
that
right.
is his, imagine what we have being his children.
Right.
And he loves us. So, you know, we have nothing really to worry about if we put our trust
right.
in him. You know, and we
right.
hope
because
our listeners are doing that.
That's right. That's right. That's the whole purpose of what we are leading our audience, our listening audience, and those that support the program. We're leading them in the way of Christ, and because when it really comes down to it, Brother Oscar, that we got to lean on the Lord. We got to trust
Amen,
him and
Brother
lean
Chris.
Not to our own understanding.
Amen.
And in all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our paths. Proverbs
and
chapter
he will.
3, verse 5 and 6.
And he will. And he will. Yes. Yeah, the big thing is we must put our trust in him, and he will regardless of what we're going through. It might not seem that way, but he will direct our path. We just need to put our faith in him and recognize once we make it over that, if I use this word, hump, and when judgment day comes and we be in heaven, we be in a cool place.
Cool
I think you know what I'm gonna play first. My first song. This is Music Time, and I love that
All
song
right.
by Chris Turner.
Yeah.
It's cool
inside.
So we're gonna
right.
play that right quick for our listeners. It's cool.
Amen.
It is cool.
That's the place where we want to be.
Right. Yes, sir.
So cool inside. Don't you want to go where it's cool inside? Dum 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 dum. Oh.
Encouraging us not to go there to the other place, because we know that as long as we stay in walking in the spirit of our Lord and dwelling and admonishing one another through all these melodious hymns that we listen to, Brother Oscar, you know, reminds me of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19 and 20, in the King James Version, where it states, he's speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen, Brother Chris. Let me remind our listeners, now we hold no rights to the songs we play here on Blog Talk Radio, Chatting from the Word. And we play them so that you can support our brothers and sisters who are singing these songs to help your Christian walk to go a little bit better. They're doing the same thing we're doing here, Brother Chris. They're trying to put a snap in your, in our Christian walk so that you can see the joy of being a Christian. Knowing how the world may feel when you become a Christian, we need a little joy in our lives sometimes. And songs like these bring joy in our lives, Brother Chris. Make it worthwhile being a Christian, if you ask me. You might say, who's asking you, Brother Oscar? But it does. It does. It helped me to meditate on the Lord just a little bit better and let me know how good and how precious our Lord It really is, Brother Chris. It really does.
Yeah, and this is you know, another way that we encourage each other, yeah,
that's
do that.
Right.
And,
that's right.
You know, it reminds us that sometimes we get a little off track with the current events in the world, and we get let these things trouble our spirit, as
mm-hmm.
we have alluded to in past and shows that we have aired, and that with all of the violence and the political
Amen.
Chaos that's in the world right now, and we get caught up in that as Christians, and we forget sometimes what our calling is, or, you know.
Amen,
and
bro, Chris.
That we need to stay focused, because it's all about the kingdom business of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And
pointing
lost souls to the cross. And so
Amen.
We have to keep in mind, and we have to admonish one another in love that, hey, you know, we in the world, but we not of this world.
That's right. That is correct, Brother Chris. That is correct. Hold on. Hello. Welcome. You're on Chatting from the Word, Blog Talk Radio. We are on the air.
Hey. Amen.
How y'all people doing? How y'all people doing? Oscar, shut us
from
the chair.
So, Oscar, we'll call you back later on, okay? Huh? We'll call you back later. Okay. Bye-bye. Sorry about that. That's my son. He knows not to call. He just wants somebody to talk to, I guess, you know. But I lost my place now, Brother Chris. I lost my
Take
place.
Your time.
But let me remind our listeners that they're listening to Paul Talk Radio, Chatting from the Word, with your hosts, Brother Oscar, Brother Chris, where we are putting a snap in your Christian walk. And if you want to call in, our call in number is 657-383-0883. If you have anything that you want to discuss with us, if you just want to talk with us, that's fine. Or even if you have a testimony that you want to share with our listening audience. You know, we're getting ready to start a new segment, Testimonial Moments, and we will hear more testimonies. It's just good to tell others the things that we are facing as Christians to help them through something that they may be going through, something that they may think is devastating to them, and they just don't know where to turn to. But it's just a good thing to know that they can turn to other Christians who have been through similar things that they're going through, to let them know that everything is going to be all right as long as they keep their faith in the Master's hands. Brother Chris, that's an important thing.
Well, you know, we are exhorted, you know, and since you brought that up, I guess I'll just go ahead and read this quickly, you know, in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, a few verses where it says, "And to everything there is a season, and to a time, and to every purpose under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth?" In verse 10, he says, "I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it." Oh, wow. So that's a lot. I think that's Solomon, Ecclesiastics, the wise man. Well, he's giving us a little wisdom here, brother. And
although
Solomon, part of life.
Though Solomon was wise, but it's a but, isn't that? You know that, don't you? he was talking about things that is under the sun. In other words, he's talking about the physical.
That's right.
And he was looking at the physical to try to find God. But you know, God
right.
is contained in everything because he's spiritual. God's spiritual. So when we're looking for God, we must have the spiritual mind, the spiritual intake, the spiritual thoughts. Because all spiritual blessings, all spiritual blessings are in Jesus Christ. For some of us, we come to Christ, we think God's going to bless us with this, bless us with that, bless us with this. All things are
right.
possible, but if you're not spiritual-minded, man, that's the only way God would reach us, if we're spiritual-minded and thinking on spiritual things, Brother Chris. But that's a good thought
that's
that Solomon right. didn't have there.
That's
yeah.
correct. Yes.
But, and he said, all yes. things God going to bring into judgment. All things the Lord is going to bring into judgment, whether it be good or whether it be bad. We're going to get ready for our
yes.
next election before prayer time. If you have any
right.
prayer requests, you can call this number, 657-383-0883. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, if something is bothering you, if something is on your mind, you can call us up and talk with us if you want to pray, for us to pray for your request. Our next selection would be Redeemed. My soul is anchored in the Lord. Redeemed, my soul is anchored in the Lord. And here we go. Oh, let me see if I have it. And here we go.
That's right. Amen.
Yes, sir.
The toils and snares.
redeemed, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. We hope that you enjoyed that selection, because your soul is anchored in the Lord, everything will be all right. Let me make this announcement before I forget. I want to do a shout out to my little brother. He ain't little, he's about 58 years old, but today is his birthday. So Clarence Keith York, we want to say happy birthday to you on Blog Talk Radio, chatting from the Word. I want you to know, Big Brother have not forgotten your birthday. I see it on Facebook, and I just want to remind the audience that today is my little brother's birthday. Happy birthday, Clarence. We're so glad that you're still around. We're so glad for that. All right, it's our prayer time. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. It was the psalmist who said in Psalms 4 and verse 1, "Hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer." Brother Chris.
All right, let's go to the throne of God. Father in heaven, Heavenly Father, Father God, we thank you for another day, Lord Jehovah, in this world, that, Father, that we can spread your love and your goodness, Father, through such media, social media platforms as Blog Talk Radio has provided, with the program Chatting from the Word with Brother Oscar and myself. Well, we thank you, Lord, that we can be able to aid other people religiously and point them to the cause of Christ and to spread the gospel message. And, Father, we pray for the success of this program, if it's your will, Lord, and we pray that that we can continue to be a source of inspiration and encouragement to our listening audience. We pray, Father, for those that are elected officials, not only at the White House, but all that representing every state across the country. And we pray, Father, for other leaders around the world representing various provinces. And we pray, Father, for the tranquility of peace, harmony, and goodwill for all people, that they will legislate policies and implement different laws that will make it possible that we can have more of a peaceful world, Father, in the midst of all of the current tragedies and the events, and Father, as we are experiencing, and we pray special prayer at this time for those that are mourning the loss, and we express our condolences to the families that have been victimized, have been experiencing something that has that's unprecedented, Father, in our world with the violence and the bombings and the people that have lost loved ones through these tragedies and massacres and synagogues and such as events such as that. Father, we pray that you that you will bless them to overcome this setback, Father, and whether it's loss of family or whatever, it's lost of, and those have been also victimized in our current cities through, you know, as victims of violent crime. We pray, Father, also for those that have been affected by natural disasters such as tornadoes and different storms that have caused us. They've sustained property damage and maybe a loss of life. And Father, we pray, and maybe it was through hurricanes and typhoons that are part of just everyday life, Father. But we pray that you help them to overcome the setbacks, and we mourn with them the loss of those that may not be no longer with us in this life. And we pray, Father, that they can carry on and that you can strengthen us all, Father, that we can continue to be a source of strength and support to one another. We pray, Father, for traveling grace for all the Christians and religious people around the world that are traveling. We pray, Father, for those also, because we know you love all people, Father, mm-hmm. and that you are the creator. And, Father, regardless of whether they're affiliated with Christianity or Nation of Islam, you are the creator of the world community, Father, and all our cultures around the world. And, Father, we pray that the gospel of Christ, Father, that people will understand that Jesus Christ is real. And Jesus Christ is the Lord, and he's the Savior of the world. And that,
Amen.
Father, that we can point all men, regardless of their religious background, we can point them to Christianity and to Christ to realize that you're real, and that, Father, you would have all men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth of the gospel. We pray, Father, for our educational system. We pray that you will bless those that have dedicated their time and developing students and all institutions of learning. We pray for them. We pray, Father, for law enforcement. We pray that they're on these dangerous, highways, state troopers, and these people that control the highways and fight the war on crime. We pray for those that have made a career to protect us, to protect and to uphold the law, serve the public trust, and, Father, and protect the innocent. We pray, Father, also for those that are incarcerated. We pray for them that they will turn to Christ, that perhaps that they will see the need to align their lives with the cause of Christ and for deliverance. And, Father, and we pray for those that's also wrongly convicted of crimes, that they will have their sentence overturned. We pray also, Father, for those that have departed from church fellowship, that programs such as Chatting from the Word on Block Talk Radio, Father, will maybe aid them in such a way, maybe the songs or maybe the prayers or something or the messages will be able to point them toward the cross and point them toward leading them back into aligning their lives with Christ and the church, and, Father, that they can work out their salvation. And we pray for all. And this is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Chris, for that fine prayer. Brother Chris, always know
you
what you pray for. Thank you, Brother Chris. We hope and pray that you prayed along with him and that he prayed for something that's been on your mind. That is correct. Brother Chris, we're so glad to pray for you on this program. If you have anything that's bothering you, but at this time, you know what time it is. It's time that we ask for sponsorship. If this show have helped you with your Christian walk, if this show have brought joy in your world, if this show has showed you that you can be happy living a Christian life, support us here at Chatting from the Word to Blog Talk Radio. We don't ask for that much. Whatever your finances can bear. If it's a dollar, that's fine. $10, $20 a month. Whatever you can spare a month, it would be very much appreciated. And churches, you can get involved too. Leaders, if we have put a snap in your members' walk, if we have routed people to your congregation, help us out here at Chatting from the Word. As I said, we don't ask for much, but put us in your budget for 2019, and it would be very much appreciated. Now, if you wonder how to get in contact with us, I'm on Facebook And I'm also have an email address. My email address is oscaryork3443@gmail.com. And I do have a webpage, oscaryorkpublishing.com. But while you're on my webpage, I do have a bookstore. I have purchased, I have offered two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sell for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendships, which also sell for $21.50. And if you want to purchase both books together are $43. We hope that you do that. And the proceeds will go towards chanting from the Word. You know my motto, when you read to get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. Brother Chris.
You can reach me at lowercase e06, 915@gmail.com. And you can reach Brother Oscar and I, as Oscar said, just momentarily ago, on Facebook and Messenger 24/7. And also, we're on LinkedIn.com, the social media platform, LinkedIn.com. And you can reach me also on Instagram. So there's a variety of different social media platforms that you can reach us on, and let us know what you think of the program. If you have any religious testimonies or any thing you would like to share with us on the program, any prayer requests for maybe yourself and for your family or friends or someone that you know that needs prayer, this is why we're here, to aid our listening audience and be a blessing to others and to point them in the direction of Jesus Christ and His church. We are also encouraging you to know that this is an open forum. So we want to encourage you to bring your questions that you have religiously. If you have any thing that you need explanation for, or you want clarity on any doctrinal matters, that's why Brother Oscar and I are here on this program, to aid your Christian walk, and that we can lead you in the way and to point you to the Word of God, because we as members of the Church of Christ, you may or may not know our religious persuasion and religious conviction is in the Word of God. So we're going to let you know we believe in the accuracy of the Bible, the authenticity of the Bible, the prophecy of the Bible, and the accuracy of the sacred scriptures of God. So we're going to get the clarification to answer your Bible questions through the Word of God, or if you have any religious things that you're confused upon, we're going to give you, thus saith the Lord. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar York?
That is correct, Brother Chris. And we're also on Twitter and iTunes, so you can check us out there if you want to really check out our program. We want to get in another selection, if we may. We want to play one of the newest songs that we have collected, Terry Mays and Company, If You Can't Make It Through the Storms. Terry Mays and Company, If You Can't Make It Through the Storms. And here we go. A lot of times you've never heard
Thank you.
That was Harry May. I can make it through the storms. When you have Jesus Christ, you can make it through the storms. Brother Chris is getting ready to come with the invitation, inviting you to accept the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Brother Chris.
All right. All right. Well, you may believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, but we must all realize that Jesus Christ has a message, and we must believe that not only he was the Savior, he is the Savior of the world, but he has historical facts contained in Scripture regarding his the gospel. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, that we need to realize that Paul says when he wrote to the Corinthian church in his first epistle, that wherein we stand, that Christ died according to the Scriptures and was buried and rose on the third day according to the Scriptures. Do we believe in that? Do you believe that Jesus Christ had risen from the dead? Because that is the bulk of Christianity. If you have heard this message regarding Jesus Christ and that you realize that he's come into the world to save the world from perishing, and you believe in his message, are you willing to repent of your sins? Because repentance is a mandate from God, that repentance is a change in our hearts and our minds from the love and practice of sin and turn to Christ. And you are willing to acknowledge the sweetest name of mortal tongue and commit your life to Christ and live faithful unto him and God, then you are willing to be baptized for remission of sins. And the Lord will add you to the New Testament church, because we are baptized into Christ. When we're baptized into Christ, we are added to the church. Acts 2, chapter 2, verse 47, Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. And that baptism is a burial. Romans chapter 6, verse 4, where we contact the blood of Christ, because the church is purchased by the blood of Christ, by immersion in the watery grave of baptism, where we contact the blood, and the church is purchased by the blood of Christ, Acts chapter 20 and verse 28, that you have been added to. And you are a member of the body of Christ. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
That is correct, Brother Chris. And we hope that be your desire to be a part of the body of Christ, because it's in Christ where salvation lies. It lies in no other but Christ. He is the one that sacrificed himself on the cross so that and I may be saved.
That's right. Well, time to close out, my brother.
not yet, Brother Chris. Not yet.
Oh, okay. All right.
We got some time. We got some time. We ain't gonna be too long. Now we wanna. I kind of extended it a little bit.
Yeah, I see. Because I'm looking at the stream. The stream that's left. Okay.
So we got about 26 more, but we're going to play another selection, and then after that, we will close. All right.
All right. Play, amen.
If y'all have time.
Yeah, go ahead.
We've never been this long, I know. We want to play another song. Acapella Company.
Amen.
If you told me something I did not know, this is something new that I really want to let you listen to. And I believe here we go.
All right.
Oh,
That was the Acapella Company. Tell me something that I don't know. And I'm going to tell you, Jesus Christ is love, and he loves you, and he wants you to be saved and to be in the body of Christ. We hope and pray that would be your desire. Brother Chris.
Yes, sir.
You have some last words?
Right. Oh, you want me to close it out? Okay.
Now, I'll close it out, but you have some last words. I'll go ahead and close it out.
You said, I didn't understand your question.
Do you have any last words for the listeners?
I just thank our listening audience for tuning in to Block Talk Radio today, this wonderful social media platform and the program on Chatting from the Word. We hope that it's been an aid to you today, and the songs and the prayer time, and anytime you want to come on the program, we encourage you to do so, because Brother Oscar and I want to lead you in the way of the cross of Jesus Christ. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
That is correct. And don't forget, listeners, we're starting a new segment. Our new segment is Testimonial Moments. If you have any testimonies that you can talk about that will help our listeners, that will be great, because we all need help. We all need help to walk this Christian walk and to be able to one day be ready for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when he comes.
Right.
All right. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your bountiful blessings that you brought our way. Father, we thank you for this time that we had together. We hope and pray that our listeners enjoy this program. It's music time once again. We hope that we play their favorites. We hope that they, by playing them, that they can live and be encouraged to live for you more. And Father, we pray for those that are sick and afflicted. We pray for the world condition. We pray that they never make a law forbidding us to worship you and to live as you command. And Father, we pray that our audience have a grand, grand day. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
And always, as always, it was nice chatting with you from the Word of God. Chatting.
Absolutely.
From
goodbye, everybody.
The Word. Bye-bye. And we'll see
all
tomorrow.
All right. Keep the faith now.
Yes, sir.